Hare Krishna. If you go in Vrindavan Dham, you will see there, or in Navadvip, you will see there many, many advanced souls, very, very advanced in the spiritual path. And what they are doing, most of them, they are just doing what we are doing right now. They are just spending their time chanting, 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 and crying and begging to meet the Lord through that process of chanting. So although we might not be, at least myself, so advanced, but we are also allowed to be on the same path. So even if we have chanted our 16 rounds today, this type of retreat is also an occasion to chant even more and try to spend time into the chanting. Because this chanting will help us to do all other activities. What we are learning today about Srimad Bhagavatam, if we have a good chanting, we will be able to perceive also the message of the Bhagavatam in a much better way. So I would like to connect a little bit the chanting of Japa with Srimad Bhagavatam or extension of Srimad Bhagavatam. I just ask Satchinandana Swami, all the scriptures of the Goswamis, I mean most of them, they are like expansion of Srimad Bhagavatam because they are based on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I could see during the years by observing Satchinandana Swami and his way of chanting japa that often he has a book. Often he has some shastra next to him and he's reading before chanting, or sometimes in between some rounds he's reading few verses and then chant again. And this is the reason is we need to have the shastra actually. First of all, they will show us that the chanting is the main practice, is the ultimate practice we need to do. Whenever we read shastra, we come back to that point. And they will give us the mood, the moods in which one should chant the holy name. So by reading time to time shastra, one get like spiritual nourishment to have proper chanting. So one may ask, should we, while we chant, should we just think of other things or should we just hear the mantra? So the main practice, we need to hear the mantra. We need to be with the holy name. But when we are not able and our mind spaced out, then it is better that it's spaced out in a Krishna conscious topic instead of spacing out in the thousand things that we are doing in our normal days, or our worried, or our occupations, or things like this. So it's very nice to read before, or to read sometimes in between, so that when our mind leaves the holy name, it goes to some Krishna conscious topic. And from there, we go back to the holy name. And it falls again on Krishna consciousness. And then it becomes more and more condensed, more and more attracted by Krishna consciousness. And at a certain time, we can just rest on the holy name. The mind gives up and just become attracted by the holy name. So today there will be two small meditation, two small nectar drops from the shastras that gives us specific moods of chanting. The first one will be connected to the mood of separation, which is the main essence of Lord Chaitanya's teaching to us to practice devotional service in a mood of separation, and the second will be connected to eagerness. So now it's just a little bit, because to develop this mood of separation, we are all the time separate from Krishna, separated, but we don't mind so much. It's not a big problem for us to be separated from Krishna. But when we hear the real devotees of the Lord, when we hear what they feel when they are in separation from Krishna, then that gives us a hint of what how we should feel actually to be separated from Krishna. So just for a few minutes I will tell you about the mood of separation from the Brajbasis from Krishna, and then we will chant and later something on eagerness. So at a certain time Akura came to Vrindavan with the mission. He was sent by Kamsa and had the mission to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. He spent the whole night discussing with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. And in the morning, they went for a walk. And as they were walking, Akura was telling Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, if you will see the situation in which Devaki and Vasudev are, they are so much in problematic situation due to Kamsa. All saints have left Mathura right now. And when Nanda Maharaj, who is so soft-hearted, heard those descriptions, he just started to cry. And Akura told him, the only reason why I stay in Mathura is I have so much hope Krishna will finally come and end this tyrannic actions of Kamsa. When they came back from the walk, Nanda Maharaj told Akura, please you just stay front of the door. I will go and speak to Yasoda. He came into the house, and usually Krishna will be sitting on the lap of Yasoda in the morning. But that morning, Yasoda was alone. Krishna was not there, and she was crying. She had heard that Akura would take Krishna that morning, and she had hidden Krishna in another room. So Nanda Maharaj spoke with Yasoda and explained her what Akura told him, and convinced Yasoda that Krishna should go to Mathura, that was necessary. So they all came out of the house holding the hand of Krishna, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, and they were both crying. And they went toward the chariot and they allowed Krishna to go on the chariot. When the gopi heard about that, they became very distressed. And they asked Yasoda, how can you let Akura take Krishna? How can you do that? And Yasoda said, this is the wish of the king of Braj. And he will take the responsibility. Do not fear. Krishna will not be lost. Will not be. He will be protected. Don't fear. Everything is properly arranged. But the gopis were lamenting. Vrinda Devi was saying, what is the use for me to decorate the forest anymore if Krishna goes? What is the use of our service if Krishna goes? And then they started to heavily criticize. Heavily criticize Akura. You are supposed to be non-cruel and you are taking Krishna away from us. Then they criticize Krishna. You have made such a good friendship with us, but now you are ready to destroy that friendship. Then they criticize the elders of Vrindavan. How can you allow Krishna to go? Why you don't oppose to that? And then they criticize the demigod. Why you don't make some catastrophe, natural catastrophe, so that the earthquake and the chariot cannot go? But when everything was in vain, they put themselves in front of the chariot and say, we will not let you go. We cannot. And then Krishna pacified them. He said, one day I go to Mathura, one day I kill Kamsa, one day I come back. 3 days. It's not so long. I will very soon be back. Please have faith in my words, I will soon come back to Braj. So the chariot left, and everyone was looking at the chariot. And when the chariot was not visible, they were just looking at the dust, who was slowly, slowly falling on the floor. And they were just like statues. They were just totally immobilized. They just could not speak. And tears were flowing down their eyes. They were losing their own life. Now, after the pastimes of Krishna in Mathura and Krishna killing Kamsa, when Krishna had killed Kamsa, he went to see Vasudeva and Devaki and acted like he was their son. And when Nanda Maharaj saw that, he felt, oh, here I need to eclipse myself. I need to take some distance. I need to let Krishna with Vasudeva and Devaki. And when he saw how Krishna was lovingly acting with Devaki and Vasudeva, he thought, I am really the father of Krishna, or is it Vasudev? So Nanda Maharaj went in a garden outside of Mathura and waited there for Krishna to come back. But his heart was torn. He had a bad feeling. He was thinking, what if Krishna do not want to come back to Braj? And after some day, Krishna and Balaram went to Nanda Maharaj, and they took him in a place, in a secluded place. And they say, Father, first of all, we need to tell you, you are our real father. Because those who give us love during our education are our real parents. You are our father. But we cannot go back to Braj with you. You please go back alone. Nanda Maharaj, his heart was just breaking down. How could he go back to Braj alone without Krishna and Balaram? And Krishna and Balaram told him why they needed to stay there and they could not come back. They had to give love to all their family members. For so many years they had suffered from separation from them. But he said, I will give you a secret message to pacify the separation of the Braj Basis. And we promise you, I will come back soon. With Balaram, we will come back very soon. So Nanda Maharaj agreed and with broken heart went back to Braj. In Vrindavan during this time, everyone was just looking all the time toward Mathura. When is Krishna coming back? When is he coming back? There was the only thought they had in mind. And suddenly they saw the cloud. They saw the cloud of dust. They felt Krishna is coming back. They felt their life were coming back. And they all came at the entrance of Vrindavan, waiting to see Krishna. And when the chariot came, they saw an empty chariot. And then someone started to whisper, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then the voice became intensified. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And they all started to scream, where is Krishna? And suddenly they saw Nanda Maharaj jumping down the chariot. His mustache were drenched in tears. And he just ran toward his house without telling anything to anyone. He just came in his house, entered the room, closed the room, and fainted in tears. Everyone was mesmerized. Nobody could speak. And then an older man started to speak and said, Krishna will come back. Krishna will come back. But everyone could hear in their heart, Krishna did not come back. Krishna did not come back. And then they all started to fast. Nobody could eat or drink anymore. And after 3 days, Nanda Maharaj understood, I need to take care. They are my under my protection. And he all invited them and told them this special message Krishna had given them to pacify the separation. So when we hear those mood of separation the Braj Basi will feel in the absence of Krishna, it shows us how we should also feel of being separated from Krishna. So now we will chant again. Try to focus mainly on the holy name. Try to hear the holy name. And whenever your mind goes away, try to bring it in remembrance of what you heard now, in those mood of separation. And try to see this chanting of the holy name as our opportunity to connect. Krishna is in the holy name. If I feel a little separation from Krishna, I can meet him in the holy name. Here is my chance to meet Krishna.